Blog Talk Radio.
Run around like a crazy woman. I was going to try to upload some nice Christmas music, and lo and behold, it became showtime. So hopefully that just woke everybody up. Well, welcome to the Tuesday night Christmas Eve edition of Psychics Gone Wild. It's at yet another new time, and I'm fortunate to have two sharing the airwaves with two co-hostesses tonight. First of all, our dear Jan, who does animal totems and mans the chat room and just all around backbone of the Psychics Gone Wild family. And we also have a new guest tonight, Peg Jones. I'm really excited. Is perfect. She is the proprietor of Angelic Whispers, listening and learning of messages from our angels. And I noticed, I couldn't help but noticing you're in Beverly, Massachusetts. My mother went to college up there, so we were excited when we saw Beverly. She went to Endicott many years ago. Beautiful. Beverly's a beautiful little New England seaside town. So we've got someone in the in New England. I am at the beach in Florida. Jan is out west, so we've got everything covered. So, Peg, just to get us started and so everyone can settle into the show, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and the work that you do?
Okay, well, I'm an angelic life coach, and I help people to learn about their angels and how to communicate with them and how to hear their messages. excuse me, I'm just getting over sinusitis. And I'm also an author. I wrote the book Living in a Hard Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year. And it's a book of daily angel messages that have a journal message or a journal exercise for each day. And I do a lot of writing for some e-zines and different things like that. And I'm starting some classes It's January, and you can go to my website at pegsangelicalwhispers.com, and you can find them. And also, I just wanted to say one more thing. I'm offering 12-month readings for 2014, so there would be a card for each month, and they're just, you know, it's not to say that, you know, whatever the angels have for that card is going to happen, but it might be something you might want to look out for, and you can find that on my website, too. And if you do refer someone, then you will also get a free two-card message that you could use any time in 2014. So that's about
fabulous,
it.
Fabulous. And I put a link in the website in the chat. I put a link to your web page in the chat. And I'm sorry you're not feeling well. Interesting, because Jan and I were talking earlier, and I'm not feeling so well, and Dan's not feeling so well. I think it's interesting because this is such a magical time of the year, and the angels are so close. I feel angels. I feel my dead people. I just feel all of them, you know, just hovering in to love us and bring us comfort during this season. But I also noticed that I think a lot of us that do a lot of spiritual work have sort of been neglecting our bodies. You know, we spend so much time, you know, raising our vibration. It's very easy to forget that we have physical bodies that need nurturing as well. So I've noticed a lot of people have sort of run them, you know, with these dramatic temperature changes and the extra hectic schedule of the holidays, not to mention, I mean, the holidays bring up a great deal of emotion. You know, most of us who are middle-aged have lost one or both of our parents I've had a bunch of losses. I mean, most of the people who I usually celebrate Christmas with are, half of them, you know, are in spirit, and the other half of them are spread across the country because my children have grown. So it makes Christmas different, but it doesn't mean that it still can't be magical. So I think it's really important that for those of you who are feeling a little melancholy because it is the holidays and it's been worse this year because a lot of people have significant financial constraints. Their finances aren't like what they used to be. Things are changing. Just look for the magic. Look to the sky. Look at the lights. Go out and just look at Christmas lights on people's yards. Find a way to just change your mind, because it is sad to think of the Christmases and to think of the people who are. It seems that when Christmas comes, a lot of people just really long for the physical presence of their loved ones. It also looks like a lot of people, we do have a few people in the chat. We only have one caller here, so maybe we'll have a little bit more conversation before we do some readings. And if we don't get any more callers, maybe we'll just give each other some readings. So, Jan, are you still there? How are you feeling? How are you doing tonight?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Amy. Yes, I am, and thank you for that introduction, too. Yeah, it just really hit me today. I have been feeling a little bit lack, you know, just because of the weather change, and that started around October, November, and then December just really hit me. And with what's going on with me, I sort of, you know, I have this condition type thing and fibromyalgia thing going on in my body and my brain too, I'm sure. But the weather somehow, I really get affected by it. And then, you know, I think because of the season and Christmas, and even though Christmas is one of my very favorite times, along with Halloween, I don't know why, it's just for some reason it's gotten a little intense for me, and I haven't even gone out and shopped very much at all. I haven't been out in it, so I don't really know what it is. Maybe it's just the air, it's just the time, you know, and also, you know, we keep hearing about all these changes in the atmosphere and the solar flares and the flip-flop of the poles and all that stuff. And if that is really true, I believe it, because I can, whatever, if it is really happening, it's true then, because I can feel it, boy, because my body is certainly going through a huge change right now, and maybe that's for the good too. So it's not, I'm not going to look at it as a negative thing. I'm just going to look at it as a positive thing and try to work with it. And but in the meantime, yeah, it's been a lot of fun being with the Psychics Gone Wild group, and I've been with it since it started, and I've known Amy since that time too. She's been with it since it started, and it's been really nice to know Peg also, and we just have a fantastic group here. And just, and I'm sure I can just go on forever, but I just want to say this one thing about the very first show that I had on air with Psychics Gone Wild was with Amy, and it was during one of the readings that I saw my first animal in a reading, and it was amazing. And Amy looked it up. It was a goldfish. She looked it up for me right on air, and she read it on air. And ever since then, I've been doing the animals. So I think it's kind of special, and I think it's neat that I get to do another show with Amy again since she's the one that got me started on the animals. And so, and that's what's been going on for me. So
just that's funny, because I think I do
that.
Shows with you all the time, because you're always the hostess in the chat. You're always the hostess in the chat room. So even when you're not on the airwaves, I feel like I'm doing a show with you.
I know.
That was, it was a great show, and it really has been wonderful to watch the different people in the Psychics Gone Wild family, you know, develop their gifts, and you know, we all have them. And it's just a matter of leaning into them. But I think it's really important and evident by the fact that, you know, all three of us are having some physical maladies, is that we also, it's important to remember that we were chosen to be here in bodies right now, and to help in this very special time. And it's important, I think, that so many of us think that sometimes we can get this idea that some of our ailments are in our head, or we will them to ourselves, you know. And there's certainly, we were talking about this last night on Curious Times, you know, there's certainly an energetic component to illness. We really need to remember, you know, in our body, how it's all energy. But sometimes our bodies do need to rest, and the point of winter is to rest. If you think of the animals, they go and hibernate. And then when we start to hibernate, instead of saying, oh, it's winter, I'm hibernating, it's like, oh, my God, I'm depressed. What's wrong? Oh, my God, what's going on? You know, because we just, like to push ourselves. So for those of you who are feeling a little bit slower, or, you know, aren't getting out as much, or spending more time on the couch, you know, there is a time, but we just went into the winter solstice. And if we were animals, most of us, depending what type of animal we were, we would probably be in a cave. So, you know, just like I'm reading a book right now, it's called Life Between Lives, and it's really about when, you know, we're not in body, or, you know, but we have life between lives in our earth life as well. You know, there's times when we're really manifesting and really doing a lot of stuff, and then everything's a cycle, and I think that we spend a lot of time trying to push through the cycle, and just, you know, it's just our free will and our self will. So, a lot of people I've talked to, aren't, you know, feeling as chipper as usual. And, you know, just because sometimes it's okay to be sad. You know, it's holidays, you know, and you might be missing people, or, you know, it is okay to be sad. Anyway, Peg, do you have anything to chime in about on this?
Well, I seem to be getting sick every December, and I spoke to someone about that, and she said, did you lose people in December? And I said, yes, my grandmother and my uncle, who is my godfather. And she said, that could be why, you know, that unconsciously I might be grieving at that time. And I also had a early miscarriage then too. So that could mean something. I don't know, but I basically have been sick like every year since I've been around.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's actually,
you know,
fascinating because I'm coming up on some death anniversaries, and I have, you know, grief is just such, it almost becomes like a disability. You know, we grieve and we move forward and we grieve and we move forward, but my body keeps talking. You know, I'm the two people who passed most recently were very ill, and you know, I'm in regular communication with them, and they both love being dead, but when it comes up against to the anniversaries of their passing, I just feel it. I feel it in my body. And it's really just, you know, our body's just telling, you know, it's okay to mourn the physical loss of people. It's okay to wish that you were having Christmas dinner, you know, across the table from people who are now in spirit. And I think when, you know, our bodies keep time like that, just as gentle reminders. And I just read this week that, did you know, more people die on Christmas than any other day of the year?
Wow.
And in this, all the people in my family died in, like, late November, or Keith died January 3rd, which is, like, the, you know, the holidays. And, you know, while certainly we hear of car accidents and there's more, you know, there's more tragedies around the holiday. I also work at hospice, and I know last year I worked on Christmas morning and four people died. I think that the people hold on for Christmas. And I also think, and move over into the angelic realm, is it's just because spirit and the angels are flying, you know, are so focused on us and shining down on us that they just, you know, that they just scoop the people up. So it's really interesting that this holiday that's supposed to be so happy, joy, and mystery, there's a lot of almost everyone I'm talked to is just missing someone who's no longer on earth, and that's okay. And I think that maybe over time we need to start change, especially if your children, you know, if there's not small children involved and things like that, or because of circumstances can't be with your family and having that Norman Rockwell type of Christmas to, you know, to kind of go with the flow to, you know, I know there's going to be a lot of blog talk shows on, and a lot of people are staying close to social media just to reach out to other people and just look for, you know, there's magic this season. And if you just look, you know, just for a second, look outside, and I'm telling myself this more than I'm telling anybody else, you know, to just look outside yourself just for a second. You know, there's just magic going on all around. So that's what I keep telling myself when I really start feeling just really low vibration, just very heavy and tired. Just like, go look at the lights, look at the lights. It's all about the lights and the stars and the magic. This is a time when, you know, the rest of the year, you know, you believe in angels and things like this, and people think that you're delusional, but this is the time of year that we're allowed to believe. We're allowed to believe in Santa Claus. We're allowed to believe in miracles. So embrace it, and make new you know, make new tradition, make new, honor the old traditions, but make new traditions. So let's see if this person who's been holding is here. They weren't here when I started the show, but maybe we can see. Hello? 310, are you there?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. Hi, who are we speaking to?
Hi, this is Anna.
Hi, Anna, how are you? Thanks for calling in.
I'm doing good. Thank you, thank you. I'm sorry I didn't hear you earlier. So I apologize.
Oh, no problem. I was just trying to find my two hosts, so we weren't really ready to take callers yet, but now we are, and you're the only caller. So usually we give so many readings, but until someone else calls in, it looks like you're the center of our attention. So how can we help?
Well, I'm so excited. I'm cooking right now, so, you know, we're having Christmas dinner, so I thought I would call in. But I have a question, and it is about a relationship, I guess, or a guy in particular, who I like and I'm interested in, and his name is Frank. And we were having a lot of communication, but then it kind of just stopped. So I'm just wondering if you do see it, I guess, picking up again.
Okay, let's see what everyone has to say. Peg, you mind going first?
Sure, no problem. So you've met this guy, and you want to know if you're going to continue with the relationship?
Well, yeah, or even, like, really communicating, because we were communicating, and then, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 days ago, it kind of just stopped, and I haven't talked to him since. I haven't really reached out because I didn't know whether or not to.
Okay, well, the card that I got was Relationship Harmony. it's almost like the angels are kind of helping you put things in place. You know, and it is a holiday. He could be visiting family, you know, or out with friends that he hasn't seen in a while. I wouldn't hesitate to send him an email after Christmas to say hello and see what happens. You know, there's nothing that says a girl can't send a guy an email to say hello.
Oh, no, absolutely. I would. I just didn't know if I was bothering him, because last time we were talking, well, he had asked him something and he just didn't respond, so I didn't know.
Oh,
I didn't want to, you know.
Do you know him from work or from school? Or
work.
Work, okay. All right. Well, you know, ask for, you know, go to coffee, have lunch with him or something.
Okay.
See what happens. Good luck.
Absolutely.
Well, I pulled my mermaid cards, and so I'm just going to chime in here. And every relationship has a purpose, and every stage of a relationship has a purpose, and it's to teach us, lessons. The mermaids are saying, and this isn't saying break up with him or he doesn't want anything to do with you, but they're really urging you to break free of your old patterns, try different ventures and experiences as a way to grow and learn, and that you have a major life change coming ahead. And what I think happens, because it happens to women all the time, all women, not just you, it's just the nature of women, because we want to nest and men want to hunt and gather. So what happens is that when we find someone that we want to nest with, we just start nesting, ready to nest, and then we end up missing out on so many other things. So I sense energetically that has happened was that energetically sensed your, it wasn't like you were bothering him, but energetically he sensed you sort of nesting. So he sort of becomes a dance. So he sort of backed off, but sort of like a it's sort of just a misunderstanding. It's just that men are from Mars, women are from Venus thing. So what the mermaids are really saying is to try to, you know, take your focus off this guy, you know, try to take your focus off this guy, but not move on, but just take your focus off this guy. Spend time doing new and different things and living your life, and then you're going to raise your vibration, and raising your vibration, you're going to start sparkling. You're going to start sparkling more, and he's going to have renewed interest energetically. I mean, spirit and the cards are sort of supporting that. He's just got a little bit spooked. It wasn't that you were overbearing or anything like that. It's just, like I said, a men is from Mars, women are from Venus, or wherever everybody's from kind of thing. So the more you focus on your life and raising your vibration, a couple of things are going to happen, because they're saying that you don't have enough information right now, and that's exactly why you're calling us, is because you don't know what is going on. So really the mermaids are urging that if you do this, you are going to get more information, and you're going to come out of the experience feeling more empowered and more in control. So often when women become attracted, they just give all their power. They just give all their power away. To men. It's really important not to do that, because we lose our attractive. That isn't the right word. But we lose our sparkle. We start to, we lose our sparkle, and then we're like, what happened? And, and we miss opportunity. So that's really what the mermaids are urging you, is to focus on things that interest you and get your sparkle back, and then you'll be able to have whatever you want. That's short verse.
Okay,
Anne, do you have
absolutely.
Anything?
I do.
I was just telling the caller, we have three readers here tonight.
Oh, sure. And Anna, this is Jan, and I recognize your voice. Have I given you a totem yet before?
I don't think so.
Okay. I've just heard, I recognize your voice, that's all. But as soon as I heard your voice, I saw these big, huge wings. And then I heard butterfly, and so it sort of is interesting, because it kind of goes along with what both of them say, as far as like it means like transformation, that's what the butterfly represents. And it says to don't take things so seriously and get ready for a big change where you'll be able to, and an old habit. One where an old habit, way of thinking, or lifestyle is going out and a new way of being is emerging. It's time to make the changes you've been considering. Express yourself by wearing more colorful clothing. That's what the butterfly also represents. It represents color and, colorful anything, colorful clothing, artwork, just stuff like that. And it also says that you have a great deal of vitality, and you're very attracted to others, and people are naturally drawn to you. And so it sounds really positive, but it also just sounds like to me that get ready for this change, and to relax too. Just kind of relax and let the whole flow happen kind of thing with this guy is what it sounds like to me. And just take a deep breath and just, what both Amy and Peg have said for you to do, go ahead and if you want to call him, that will be fine, but just relax through it. Don't let it get you too uptight about him. You know what I mean? I mean, because I know before I met my husband, when I was dating and stuff, I would get, kind of like, gosh, should I do that or should I do that? And I just really didn't always know, And so the butterfly is just letting you know, just relax, take it easy, it's going to be okay. You're going to go through a transformation. That's what you're doing right now. You're kind of transforming right now. And being patient and sensitive to timing and environment, et cetera, et cetera. It's a reminder that new growth may require shedding the old and letting go of the old, et cetera. And
absolutely. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah,
I think it's fascinating
that
all three of us are using different modalities, and we got such a similar message.
Yes,
I know.
Exactly.
There's something to, you know, that there is something to this. You know, we've got three people who call forth the messages three different ways, and the message was the same. So for those of you who are doubting this, I wish some of the trolls were on. Well, last week I had all these trolls on the show. Oh, my God. It was so, I was so disheartened. But,
I heard about that.
What was that? What is that?
Oh, trolls are people who call these different shows just to disrupt them. And they were calling.
Oh, well,
I don't
want to
revisit
very...
it. But it really, it was very disrupt. And they were saying that this was just fake and we take advantage of people, which I don't know how we're taking advantage of people since we're using our time. When people call in, it's not like it costs $1,000 to come to the show. But anyway, I just think it's fascinating that even though we were using modalities, so we're going to let you go back to cooking because all your pots and pans are making me starving and have just...
I'm sorry. It was just a bag, and I just had to put it away. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It comes through really loud on the phone. So Merry Christmas, and we're going to go...
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. No problem. I didn't want to interrupt the
Merry
reading.
Merry Christmas.
But, it's making me too hungry. So Merry Christmas.
Oops.
And
Merry Christmas, Anna.
There we go.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Our next caller is 562. Are you there?
Yes, I'm right here, ladies. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hi.
I'm not Christine. Because all the pots and pans, because I have like a, sounds like someone's washing dishes, and then you can hear packaging opening up and everything.
Oh, yeah. It was the woman we were reading. She was cooking while we were reading, bless her heart.
Oh, she's multitasking.
Multitasking. I need to cook, too, but it's okay. We'll get there. But anyway, yeah. So, anyway, God. Everyone's very busy, and that's really important. It's really important if we would just slow down a little bit. I mean, I don't know how much quicker dinner's going to get to the table because she slammed the pots and pans through the reading, but it's okay. We all need to slow down. We all do five things at once, and we probably just need to be more, and that's why we miss a lot of the miracles because we're just so, you know, it's always good to be more mindful. But anyway, you already know that because you're not slamming your pots and pans. Who are we speaking to?
Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So far, so good for the holiday.
Fabulous. How can we help?
I would like to know what's going to happen in the next couple months. I'm open to what's going to happen the next month or two. Some changes are going to happen in the next month or two, and I was wondering what you have.
Hold on. Can somebody go first? Because I'm sort of manning the chat room, and I was just cutting and pasting something. So I'm not being mindful. I'm multitasking.
Do you have a focus for your next couple of months as to what you would like to see happen?
Job
or
business? What do you see in regards to business the next couple months?
Okay.
Some changes.
Have you started a new
open.
Business?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm open to whatever you have.
All right. Let's see. Well, a car just flew out, so let me see if I can find it. Hold on a minute. The other phone's... Okay. Angel therapy. Basically, not to worry, you know, to keep doing what you're doing You might, I don't know what kind of business you do, but you might want to do some new and different marketing for it. I get the feeling that things are going pretty well for you. And, you know, I feel like the angels are saying to keep doing what you're doing and, you know, always maybe, you know, adding something new as far as your services or, you know, or different offers, you know, all that marketing
stuff. I was wondering whether to bring in new people or...
You know, that came to my mind about, and I didn't know if it was a type of business that, you know, there were a few more people that could come into it. And I'm hearing you might want to look into that because I did, it was like a fleeting thought. And I didn't listen to it because it was just a fleeting thought. But you might want to add one or two more people. To share the workload. I'm seeing too. So, but I mean, they can be added, you know, over a period of time. You know, like by March or whatever. That's up to you. But I'm hearing that you might want to look into that. So
okay. Anything else? I'm open to what, you know, there's all kinds of things.
Okay. Well, I get the, is it okay if I go now?
Sure.
Oh, please do, please.
Okay. I got two animals for you, and, but I want to read the second one, if you don't mind, because I always see the deer for a lot of people, and you got the deer, but you also got the ostrich, and I've never seen that before. And ostrich is practicality, power, being grounded. It's with ostrich is associated with higher knowledge that can be applied in a practical way. It's a fast-moving bird with great strength, which can use to kill enemy if necessary. Not that you need to kill an enemy or anything. That's just you know. Anyway, you can use that however way you want to. The ostrich buries its head in the sand when threatened, though, so simply lower its head to be less visible. When the ostrich is your totem, you are a grounded person with an appetite for higher knowledge. Your head is not in the clouds, so right away it says you are a practical person. So right away you are, it sounds like you have the ability to figure out what you're going to need to do for your business. You are not afraid to speak out when you feel it is necessary, but you need to go about your daily life without, worrying too much about stuff, too, because you are so responsible and are so practical. Remember that when you attain this new knowledge, it takes time to assimilate and digest before you can use it, whatever that means. Anyway, it sounds like the ostrich is there letting you know that you have the practicality to figure all this stuff out and in your business and to keep going with the practical ideas of what would be the best for your business is what it seems like to me. And then when the deer comes in too, the deer is just like a really gentle animal, and it's for that. It's for the gentle side of yourself, and you need to trust your insides, trust your intuition. That's what the deer is all about. And you can go down many different paths that lead to many important insights. Be gentle with yourself when it comes to all this stuff. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. You need to get some more inspiration and keep with your creative projects. You want to release any resentments, grudges, or judgments about anything that's going on here in your life. And basically, you are finding strength and endurance when you're going through any kind of life passage. And I don't know if you're going through any of that. But anyway, you're highly sensitive and intuitive and are aware of feelings of others before they are. So that's pretty cool too. So along with your practicality and your sensitivity and intuition, that's a great combination, especially if you're going to run a business. So that you're in good hands, and just keep with all of that from what those two animals are showing you. Does that help at all? Give you any insight there?
Well, the ostrich, that's the second card. Does it make a difference if it's the first card or the second card? Do they have equal meaning?
I think they have equal meaning. I really do. The only time that I notice when they're not equal is if I see the animal over and over and over, you know, then I know that animal is more predominant and might be a power animal. The deer showed up right away, and then I like to see if there's a few more animals around, because I think it makes it interesting sometimes to see what other animals might be saying. And then the ostrich, popped its head in real dramatically, and I thought, ooh, that's cool. So, yeah, it seemed pretty much equal. How do you feel about that?
I'm trying to process it. The ostrich, the higher knowledge, the
practicality.
And bringing new people in. So that would, you know, that makes all. And I guess you mentioned something about transition, a gentle transition, or something like
that.
Yeah,
that's the right. That's the deer trying to tell you to take it easy too. Exactly, and to trust your intuition and your gut on your situations, stuff like that.
Well, I have to share, this has never happened to me before, but I throw my cards electronically because my dead people, which is what I lovingly call them, work through electronics with me a lot. And I got the same card three times. I was throwing a rotation of three cards, and I got the same card three times. And it says, time to move on. And I think it really fits nicely with the author. You know, when we've got something going and it's manageable, sometimes it's very easy for us to you know, stay where we are, but the mermaids are really urging you, not move on, meaning like sell your business and move on to something else, really take it to the next level. It's time to let go of the old so that the new can come in. And the fact that they had to tell me this three times, is a really strong message to me. Trust your gut, that spirit is supporting you in this endeavor. If you are very clear with your intention, it's very scary to bring people in because, you know, we're all crazy. It's just what kind of crazy are, there's some crazy that I resonate to, and there's some crazy that scares me. But if you're very, very clear in your intentions, very, very clear to the universe the kind of person that you are looking for to add to the equation, that person is just going to walk right in, and they're going to be a perfect fit. But really urging you to sense that there's been a little bit of hesitation because it's fearful, you know, fear and enters into the equation and things like that, but that the stage is set, you know, the stage is all set. You've done the groundwork and the stage is set, and that you're not going to the next level. And I think that's why the ostrich was kind of, you know, peeks their head in, because, you know, it's very easy for
us to put our head in the sand.
And, you know, and it's good not to just, you know, fly by the seat of the, you know, because that's how we create chaos, when we're just like, oh, look over there, oh, look at that bright, shiny thing. So, you know, it's all of these
all of these animal totems, you know, just like all of humans, we have different characteristics. But I think the fact that he just popped in was to remind you, don't keep your head in the sand. You know this, and move forward, and they are indeed supporting you, because I got this card three times.
What card did you get three times?
I'm just using some of these mermaid cards, and I got the card that says it's time to move on. It's time to move on. And it was for your present situation, your immediate future.
Hesitating about, I've been dragging my feet a little bit, like, to get moving. Is that what it's saying, like, get moving?
Yeah, it's time to move. You know, now is a good time to move on. You know, it's a good time to move on. And I'm not getting, like, I'm getting the mess. The way I'm hearing it and the way I'm experiencing time to move on, it's just time to move on. We support this, and we're going to continue to support it, because Spirit does not support things if we have not done our legwork. Spirit does not support flights of fancy, you know, and reckless things. They're just saying it's time to move on. You know, it's time to move on. I actually have one in mind.
Probably, you know, and I've been dragging my feet, a little hesitant, because they're kind of far away. So there's basically, it's like, okay, just go. You got the person, like you were saying, like a good fit. Go with it, even, you know.
Right.
So my
it's time to move
was
with that.
We're kind of far. Forget about it, huh?
Mm-hmm. Right. Because if it wasn't, you know, one of the cards would come up that would say it's time for contemplation, or, you know, it's time to get your ducks in a row, or something like this. But three times, it's time to move on. They would not tell you that it was time to move on if you hadn't done your earth work. You know, if you hadn't, you know, they're not going to just, you know, they would not be telling you. They were not confident that you had done your part and that it was safe to move on. But the problem is that so many of us, I'm not accusing you of doing this, it's just I'm so guilty of this, is a lot of times we will make no decision, and if we make no decision for long enough, it's the same as making a bad decision. So I urge you to just have some confidence and know that Spirit helps you make these decisions, and trust the course and trust yourself, you know, focus on, yeah, this is a good decision because I did this, this, and this. Not, you know, if it's somebody that just like appears out of the blue and it's like, oh, and it was just perfect, probably, you know, it probably isn't. You're probably just, you know, deluding yourself. But you've sat with this and you've looked at the pluses and minuses, and it hasn't, and it's still staying in the same place. It's not losing favor. It's not becoming a worse idea. And things reveal themselves to be, if we just sit for long enough, things that are not a good idea will reveal themselves to be not a good idea. But that hasn't happened. So they're really urging you three times. It's time to move with this. So
yeah.
Really,
person I had in mind was really far. I'm like, oh, they're so far away, you know, and they're perfect. I mean, I couldn't ask for a perfect match. It's just meeting with them. It's just that they're far away. But anyway, okay, that actually does make sense, what you say. I know.
Yeah, since they're far away, I don't exactly know what the nature of all this is, but, you know, if they're or try to take it to the next step, like, you know, through Skype, or, you know, taking advantage of some of the electronic meeting things and stuff, and see if you're comfortable with it from far away, because everyone's far away these days. It's really changing the way we do business. Fewer and fewer people are actually going to an office. Fewer and fewer people are sitting in it, because you don't need to be sitting in the same room now that we've got the wonder of all this electronic, you know, electronic communication. So I think that that the fact that they're far, that you keep going back to, they're so far, you know, work with that a little bit and say, well, they're not far. Say they're so close. You know, focus on the ways you can bring them close, bring them closer, bring them into a place where you will feel comfortable.
Okay. Well, you actually made a lot of sense. Okay. Well, thank you. Merry Christmas.
You too.
Merry Christmas.
So much for joining
Cheryl.
Us.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Whoops, I cut her off. Oh, we made sense. That's always. I never know if I'm going to or not.
Okay, so now we have 256. And now we actually have a lot of callers in the queue, so we probably should start moving a little bit quicker. We'd like to
Plus
possible.
Okay.
Will do.
Hello? Hi, this is Kimberly.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi. 256.
Hi.
Who are we speaking to?
Kimberly, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you okay. How can we help?
I just want to know, in the upcoming year, I just want to know what can I do, maybe creatively or maybe at another job to increase my income. I'm really in a monotonous place right now and I can do something different.
You want to go first, Amy?
Yeah, let me grab something here. Okay. Interesting. The mermaids are saying that it is all what you can do is know that you are competent and know that you deserve financial security. The mermaids are telling me that the only thing that's keeping you back is your sense of unworthy. And I don't mean to say it that way, but I'll just say it that way to save time.
Okay.
No, I didn't quite mean it quite that harshly. And they're just saying that if you just focus on affirmations of your worthiness, and that what it is that you going to do for the extra income, and the world needs. So it's not so often when we offer up services, we think we're doing it sort of like selling pencils on the side of the road, that people will pity us and buy our things because collectively our society has become such a society of lack instead of a society of abundance. I think it's going to have something to do, and I'm just getting this just popped into my head, something to do with child care or something to do where you're going to help child care, either child care or care of house sitting. It's going to be something that is something that's sort of domestic, if that makes sense. Maybe running errands for people. I don't see you just sitting there because you seem like someone who doesn't like to sit still. Maybe running errands for people. Something along those lines, because it's going to the final card I got was that it was going to be an addition to your family, and I don't think that means you're going to have a baby. I think that you're just going to, the manner in which you provide services, people are going to think of you as a family member. They're going to welcome you into their family. So I'm just going to leave it at that and let go on. Either Jan, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I got the duck. This is a time of fertility, either literally or metaphorically. It's a time to have fun, maybe get a little silly. Do whatever necessary to find support, comfort, rather than trying to deny any of that. You're at a beginning of a new cycle with either work or relationship. And it says, in general, that the duck is a homebody but has a strong nesting instinct. You're very generous and have a big heart, willing to give to anyone. You enjoy the company of others, particularly those of like mind and spirit. You're very amiable, accessible and quite emotionally expressive. And you bounce back very easily. So it kind of goes along with what Amy just said about something about being in the home. I don't know if you're in the home doing stuff, but the duck in general is just more of a kind of represents that kind of, and it represents the water, and it means to flow, and it's very emotional too, in a positive way, and it's it just comes in to let you know to hone in on your maybe your domestic feelings and all that kind of stuff. And then as far as increasing your income, it says that you're going to be going into a new cycle in your work. So it sounds like you probably are going to go in that direction.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, and the card that I got.
I hope that helps.
Yeah.
If I may finish, I had the card career transition. So I feel that there is going to be a new direction for you if that is what you want to choose to do. It may come through some, through like taking a course or something, or a class. It may help you to learn some new skills that may help you to go into the direction you're thinking of doing. So I hope that helps.
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
Great. You're welcome.
Great.
Anyone else?
Take care, Kimberly.
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas. Sorry, I was I stepped away from, I can't lie, I stepped away from the phone. So, of course, I told everyone to speed up their readings. So I was slamming pots and pans, but I had the phone on mute. Okay, so our next caller is 856. 856, are you there? 856?
Hi, this is Laura. Yeah, this is Laura. Hi.
Hi, Laura. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for taking my call. So I was wondering if you're picking up on a career change for me in the coming year.
Okay. Let me see what I can get. I think so many times it's almost like we kind of have to write the script as to what we want to focus on for our next year. But and I think also we have some ideas anyways as to what we want to go for. But it's always nice to get validation too. And the card that I got was spiritual understanding. So maybe there will be some new things that you'll be learning spiritually, or that you'll be exploring spiritually. You know, that maybe you'll become involved in a specific area of spirituality, and you know, maybe do reading and take classes and practice. And, you know, maybe take it on board, you know, be very, you know, be very, become very interested in it, and you know, really try to expand your knowledge on spirituality matters. So that's kind of what I have for you. So I hope that helps.
Okay, I'm going to jump in here because I got interesting reading. The mermaids are saying that, well, I'm going to go to the middle. I pulled three cards. I'm going to go to the middle card, says yes. You're in, you know, that it is time. But sometimes we get ourselves in a situation where we don't have enough energy to move to our future. You know, our futures are, our future's like over there, but But sort of like if for the people who play Candy Crush, you don't have enough of those coins or energy or whatever to jump to the next level. And that's what I'm sensing energetically is that your now has gotten a little bit small. So while this new career and also says a new dawn is ahead of you, you're a little bit worn down by your current situation and it not bring so that's why I'm going to the first card says that it's playtime. It's such a dolphin's playing. Dolphins know the importance of playing and the joy that creates miracles and manifestation. And I'm really feeling strongly that if you are playful about, you know, it's going to raise your vibration and you're going to create the energy to jump to this next stage. So playtime doesn't mean, you know, going out on the swing set or whatever. Playtime means whatever it means to you, but I'm sensing that it means just kind of try out different things. Is this what I want? What appeals to me? Because there's unlimited options. And through this play, you know, we like to think that play is like, you know, a waste of time. But through play, you're going to get intuitive messages and acting upon those messages, those are going to be your stepping stones to this next career, which is about 6 months out.
Are they telling you what kind of spiritual career it's going to be? Are they giving you any ideas if it's going to be like Reiki, for instance? Since I am involved with Reiki.
It's going to be bigger than Reiki. It's going to be a little bit bigger. You know, it's certainly going to be in the healing, but I think that's where the play comes. Reiki is going to play a role in it. Your healing, you know, your healing nature is going to play a huge role in it. But it's not going to be as simple as you're going to, hang out a Reiki. Sign. So I think that I don't think that we know what it is. That's why we got the play card. I don't think you know. I don't think you've made your final decision.
And that's why
the play is going to become so important. You're just going to, you know, perhaps take a, you know, and there's all sorts of, you know, just if you don't have the time or, you know, the weather or whatever, I mean, there's all sorts of different, online groups and things like that. Just that's what the play is about, is through the play you're going to find what really appeal, you know, what modality and what demographic group and all of those things really appeals to you most. But I don't think you've decided. It's like there's too many options, and that's what the purpose of the play is.
It's hard to know what direction because I get signs sometimes, you know, it's either through hearing or it'll be through visions in the head or something, you know, but it's few and far between. It's not, like, consistent. Like, I'm not really – it's like I don't trust in it completely because it's not consistent and I never know – I don't know what's next.
That's why the play card came up, because you're taking it to, you know, a spirit isn't like that, and we all do this. Oh, I'm not good enough yet. I'm not, you know, I'm not sure. I'm not this, and that's where the play comes. The playfulness teaches us to share these gifts with a light heart, not like we're in the Olympics, and. So it's so much different than the way you gain competencies in, you know, in other things. If you were going to be an accountant or something like that, you know, it's like, or an athlete. There's some weird noises. I don't know what that is. But
I don't know what that is either. Yeah.
energy is spiritual.
Yeah. Playfulness is really going to be, because that's where we build our confidence, and that's why the play, you know, I don't know if they have medium development circles or just places where you can go, or, you know, even just Reiki circles and stuff like that, just where you can go and build your confidence, because that's where I was saying in the first part where your now isn't big enough to jump to this future that's sitting there waiting for you. And that's going to get built with confidence. But with that all said, I'm going to move on to the next reader.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I did want to just one second, because this is kind of interesting. I did see the seal, and the seal says you need to get into your playful side. So that I really feel that is kind of goes, that confirms even more of that. Anyway.
Okay.
Wow, kind of goes with what I said. I mean, that's the
yeah.
Really,
when they communicate when they want you to know, they'll do it. But I'm thinking.
They sure do.
I am trying to get out more. I'm going on a cruise next month, so I'm trying to get out and play more and do more for myself, because it's been a while. So I am trying. I got to get out.
You can play a lot online. There's a lot of online, you know, there's a lot of blog talk shows. I know, you know, there's Chris is in the chat room. It's Curious Times. It's from 10 to midnight with an hour of overtime. And we're very playful. We're real serious about this stuff, but we're also very playful. So, you know, it doesn't take money, and it doesn't take, you know, a winter coat or galoshes or whatever, you know, to get out and play. Don't forget that there's many safe places to play. There's unsafe places to play on the internet, but there's many safe places. And Psychics Born Wild here is one of them. And I would never miss 10 to midnight at Curious Times, because it's just a wonderful group of people, and we grow as we play. So
wow, thank you. I'll keep that in mind. Thank you so much. So I know things are happening. It's just, I even get stuff that moves occasionally. Like a little flash drive will just go flying off the table. So I know spirit is around me, and I think they're just trying to let me know that they're around. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, something's coming. I just know it is. I just don't know what. Like you said,
I just keep asking them. I mean, you know, now that they've gotten your attention, just say what it just, you know. I so often urge people, don't treat spirit much different than you treat live all energy. Just ask, what are you saying? What do you want? What, you know, how can I help? What are you here for?
Yeah.
You know, and they'll just continue to reveal themselves.
Okay, I will. I'll do that. And I know I have to meditate more. I haven't been doing that as much. I have to do that. All right, well, thank you very much. And you all have a very Merry Christmas.
You too.
Thanks for spending part of your Christmas Eve with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Merry Christmas. Okay. The next caller is 918. 918, are you there? 918. Okay, we'll go back to them in a minute. Maybe they're doing their pots and pans.
Oh,
How about 856? Are you there?
You just spoke with me.
Oh, okay. Oops. Oh, I see, because you're listening in the – you didn't even have your hand raised. Okay, let's see again. So 918 wasn't there. 718, did we talk to you?
Yes, hello. Happy holidays, first of all.
Happy
thank
holidays.
Thank you so much. Thanks for joining us. Who are we speaking
Hi.
To?
My name is Deja Vu.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Deja Vu.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Deja Vu.
Oh, okay, from the chat room. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for joining us. How can we help you?
Okay, I'm calling because I'd like to know what is in store for me and my current lover for the new year? Could you see it progressing, any changes?
Okay, somebody want to go first while I get organized here?
Okay, I will try. Let me just shuffle a little bit. So you want to know what's in store for you and your relationship?
Yes, I do. In my heart, I feel like we will eventually move in together, not no time soon. But I'm guessing he's maybe, you know, afraid because, you know, it is a big step. But I would like to see some changes, some progress within the relationship.
Oh, have you talked to him about it?
Yeah, of course. I mean, eventually he do want to settle down. He's not there at this particular moment. He's afraid of commitment. He's really, you know, he's been burned, you know, real badly.
I wouldn't rush it. But,
which I'm not.
You know, but I, you know, and to just enjoy the time that you have, you know, I mean, that you're having with him, to enjoy that. And, you know, since you have talked about it before, you might want to check in with him every, you know, couple of months or so. But I really wouldn't push it. You know, to just kind of go with the flow. Because you are seeing him and, you know, but you don't want, you want him to feel comfortable as you do too. And to kind of help him to, you know, heal from the negativity he had come into in the past. So, you know, but that's also something he has to do for himself, and he has to, you know, kind of cut the ties of the past too. And, you know, so, yeah, I think it just sounds like it's going to take time. And, but meanwhile, enjoy being with him and, you know, and in building the relationship that you two have. So that's, I think, what I have for you.
Okay, could you tell, you don't know if there's anything in particular waiting for us within the new year, like maybe getting closer or something that's going to really kind of like, I don't know, just make the relationship more of a sure thing?
Well, you never know, you know. It, I mean, the holidays are perfect for that, you know, doing something special with each other.
No. He's not in a holiday mood. He's not.
Okay. Well, I don't know. You know, maybe you could do something special to help make that happen, you know, or plan to do something special together to help that happen, you know. You know, I think that, you know, it's, I think that it can happen, but you both have to be on the same page for that, you know. But yeah, that's all that I get about that. So
I can jump in here. And the first, I got a couple animals for you, and the first one, they're two different. They're like completely different animals. It's kind of strange. I don't know why this happens, but I get it does. And the first one is the cow, just very big, blatantly, just boom, went right into my vision. Wow. As soon as you started talking, and I didn't even know what you were about to say. So let's just see what the cow says. If this is a very nourishing time for you, so be willing to partake of all that's offered to you. You have nothing to worry about. You're well provided for in spite of any fears or doubts.
This is a time for mending and healing the relationship with your mother, whether she's alive or past in spirit. This is going to help you with all of your relationships that you have. You may be called upon to make some sort of sacrifice that will benefit the greater good. You're very generous and giving with your heart and with your time, and you have a lot of compassion and caring. You're capable of sensing both danger and opportunity, et cetera, and you're service-orientated. Basically, what this animal to me is saying is spend, like what Peg is saying too, is, you know, just relax and give it time and give some nurturing to yourself. This is a time for nourishing yourself is what I'm saying. And with this man, I had the experience of this a little bit before I got married. Not a little bit, a lot. It was 17 years of waiting for my husband.
Wait, 17 years?
Yeah, 17 years.
Wow.
And we dated for 17 years. The first, you know, 5 or 6, it wasn't any big deal to me because we were just checking each other out, basically, you know, and so that was fine. But then when it got to around the 10th year, I started thinking about, well, maybe we should get married or something because it seems like it just keeps going on. And but he wasn't ready yet. He just wasn't ready. And I said, well, when are you going to be ready? He goes, I don't know. I've never wanted to get married. I'm not the marrying type. I'm a bachelor, and I'm happy that way, and I'm independent, and I don't really need a wife. And to me, it's been my childhood dream to get married. That's all I ever wanted to do, even though I was such a career girl for so many years. I really wanted to get married, and that's been one of my dreams that has come true. But it took 17 years, and I waited. And what I had to do was just, I had to do exactly what Peg said, was I just had to not push it. Because every time I pushed it, he'd say, okay, let's get married, and then all of a sudden he'd break it off, and I would be heartbroken. And that happened over and over again because he just wasn't ready. And so what I had to really realize was I just could not push him, just let it go, just enjoy my time with him. And so I just did. I just had to just enjoy it for what it was. And, you know, in my brain, I had it all figured out. I had the wedding. I had it all planned. I had it all figured out way before he did and before he was ready. But that was okay because in my heart, I knew we were going to get married, or, you know, intuitively, I knew we were going to get married already, eventually, and I just wanted it to happen more, quicker. But as it turned out, it was better for me to just relax and just not worry too much about it, and then just enjoy what we had in the moment. Even though, you know, you have that mind going, God, this we should be married, you know, we should do this, we should do that, and all blah blah, but no, it didn't work out that way. And then in the end, we did get married, and we are married today, and we're very happy. So,
can you sense maybe commitment for him and me along the line if I were to choose to wait?
Well.
I'm gonna blurt it out here.
Please do.
I'm gonna blurt out something here that I'm getting, and it's we on any given time we can change. Right now, the mermaids are saying that that within you. There are some old tapes that are playing, and this is a little bit awkward to say, and I hope that it's taken in the right, you know, there's these old tapes that are playing and something where you are, that very important for you to engage, in self-forgiveness and forgiveness of others, people who are not even still in your life, because there's some pented up unresolved things both in his past and in your past, that until those blocks you'll be able to change up the energy. You know, you certainly can't tell him that he needs to do this. Everyone has to come to this place on their own. But believe strongly that if you go through the people that have been in your life and go through places where there's some unresolved, you know, there's some unresolved tension, and engage in both self-forgiveness and forgiveness of that person, and it's going to change up the energy, because right now there's just a lot of blocked energy, and he's holding back, and while you're open to the possibility of new relationships, this energy tied to some of the past relationships, and they're not all romantic relationships, is just creating, you guys are just in a log jam. So nothing is going to change until someone moves around the energy. So I urge you to engage in the self-forgiveness, do some affirmations, and really just look through the places where you're still harboring, and you have to look at the resentment behind the resentment, you know, because we'll say, oh, I forgave so-and-so, and then in the next breath, I forgave so-and-so for when they, and then we go on for 15 minutes about what they did, you know. And
what they did,
you know,
right.
Have,
so in other words, the chapter's not closed.
Forgiven. So
right.
Just go through. That's going to change up the energy. That is going to, because this is all about energy. That's going to change it. That's going to change up the energy. But the way things are, in the big cities, gridlock or something like that. So he's not leaving, but he's not going to move either. So it's really the worst of both worlds. It's just going to, you're just going to be in exactly where this situation is. And there you are wanting to have a holiday and he's on a holiday move. And, and you're just going to stay, you're going to stay stuck until someone moves. And I believe strongly that you are the one that, has more insight, you know, just the fact that you called into the show, you have more insight and believe more in the possibility of how you can change your life by changing your mind. So I really feel strongly that if you engage in some of that, even going back to people that you think that you already forgave, really just go through all the major relationships in your life and do some house cleaning, do some re-forgiveness and clear, and that's going to free up the energy. And I think that you will then have, everyone will be at a different vantage point. And then it will be revealed to you. I do not feel that it's a lost cause. I just think that everything, it's like it needs to be rebooted. It needs to be rebooted. And the tool for rebooting is going to be forgiveness. Not to him, but of other, you know, just really just go through your Christmas card list or your phone book or your Facebook list or something. And, am I still harboring any sort of resentment, this person?
No, I mean, you're definitely on point, because I haven't spoken to any of my family members for 2 years, and I haven't spoken to my mother in like over 20 years.
Okay, so this doesn't mean you have to start talking to all those people. This doesn't mean that your grand prize, if you talk to your mother, is going to be that you get the guy. But just look at the energy surrounding, you know, in many cases, it is the best thing, it's the only way we can love some of our loved ones is to not speak to them.
I put it to you like this. I mean, it's sad to say this, but my life's been peaceful without my family.
Yep.
I forgive them from a distance,
think,
but
yes.
I cannot have them around me. They're poison.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know,
yep.
So, I mean, I do forgive them for that. So I really can't see how my past is linked to us not being able to move forward. Because he understands, this man, we've been friends for almost 22 years. We just decided to be lovers 2 years ago. So he knows my whole
past. Oh, so he's
past,
all tied up in that same energy.
I know his baby's mama drama. He knows my daddy my daddy drama. We know each other's past left and right. There's nothing that we
but
don't know of
there,
each other.
I mean, situations have residual energy. So if he was in your life when some of these things that gave rise to the fact that you, that's why all he's part of that energy. So I just really urge you to just go through, and again, clean doesn't mean you have to, you know, go start hanging out with these people again, but just clean up the energy tied to that, reevaluate it, take a look at your role and forgive yourself for any part that you played in it. And that requires self-honesty. Of course, we say, you know, when because we always play a part in things. We always play a part in things.
His thing is he's best friends with my daughter's father. That's the kicker. And he feels like he's breaking the man code. But we've been with each other for almost 3 years.
Yep. Well, there it all is then. There it all is that there is so much energy. There's so much residual energy tied up in there. And even and energy, created, once situations are created, you know, the energy doesn't die. It just has to change. So.
Yeah, but he needs to let it go. This man was very abusive towards me and towards my daughter, and he's showing loyalty to a man who's not even deserving of this kind of loyalty. But yet he still remained with me. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's why I really
it sounds like to me
you, because you've got the upper hand here. Anyway, we only have 3 minutes left, so and I've monopolized all this. So, Peg, we haven't heard from you in a bit. Did you have anything, or was it Jan? Were you getting ready to say something?
Oh, it's okay. I was just going to say, it sounds like to me that this man is just very supportive. In he's trying to support even your ex-husband, which is really positive. He's trying to support the father of your daughter, which is, I know it sounds kind of odd because if he was abusive, but he's trying to be positive and supportive with him. That is supportive. That's supporting you then and supporting your daughter. That's very positive. So if
he's
he can maybe
see a two-time sex offender.
Wow, I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. But not the one, not, you mean your ex-husband, not the man you're
He's
with.
Not my ex-husband. He's my kid's father. And the, yeah,
okay.
He's a two-time sex offender.
Right. Well, that's a heavy thing. It sure is, but I mean, it sounds like this man is trying to keep peace with the whole thing, and I agree with both what Amy and Peg say. You know, it's time for reevaluating, nourishing, healing. Don't push it. All of that. Just take it easy with it all. You know, and try to heal your own life and heal the relationships all around you, and it will make the whole thing go much easier, and it seems like that's what the card said too, basically. Or, you know, just trying to nourish everything. You've got a lot going on, of course.
I'm hearing focus on yourself first, you know. I mean, maintain a relationship, but focus on healing, you know, what needs to be healed in your life, and I think that you'll have a refocus on things after that, too. So I hope that that helps.
I just want to be at a point where we're both happy and the relationship is strong and stable and progressing.
I think that things take time. There's a lot that's got to be worked through. So
yeah.
I wish you
that's a lot of stuff. I mean, and if you listen to the when you get a chance, the show is going to be available in archives, and I would just really urge you to listen to this part of the show. It'll be at the very end because you're going to be our last caller. Again, because when you start sharing about those things, you know, and some of the things you're talking about are real-world problems and not things to be taken lightly. But I think if you listen, your voice changed when you started talking about your child's father and this man's relationship. Listen to the change in your voice, and I think that you'll hear some of that energy that is negatively impacting, which is causing this gridlock that I spoke of. You know, and it's natural. So it's natural when you're talking about some of the things that you're talking about. It's natural to have that, but that is, you know, everything. Thoughts are energy. And that is what, you know, I feel really strongly that that's kind of what's causing the gridlock. So you know, listen to it again with an open heart and just, you know, see, and just little baby steps, just little baby steps.
Yeah.
You know, mark the progress. So we only have 10 seconds. So Merry Christmas, everybody. Peg, I hope you feel better. And
thank you. I do.
Share the airwaves when you're feeling a little better so that we can, because I could really tell, you know, I could hear it in your voice and that you were, so thank you so much for doing this when you didn't feel well. And Jan, same with you. Thank you so much for doing this when some of your symptoms were acting up a little bit. I really enjoyed the show. I enjoyed listening to both of you. Enjoyed seeing the familiar faces in the chat room. So I just wish everybody who's celebrating a very Merry Christmas again. That, you know, just look, it's about light. Look to light. It's about light and love. You know, no matter how drunk your uncle is, no matter how much you hate your in-laws, whatever, if you start feeling that way, just look at the lights and just remember to sparkle, because it'll just, you know, it'll change your Christmas. Because every single one of us has a trunk uncle and all those kind of things. So try to look, raise above that and just look for the magic, because it is everywhere. And the show has been magical. I mean, we had three people. I was crying 15 minutes before I was on the show. And not crying, like weeping crying, like screaming crying, like, you know, low vibration. And I just feel my headache's gone, and I feel a little pitter-patter in my heart. So, yeah, we can change our mind.
I feel better, too.
Yep, I do, too. I feel great.
Yeah,
so,
it was a great
good.
Show.
Merry Christmas,
good.
Everyone.
Yeah, it was. And now I have, oh, God, now I'm getting goosebumps. So everybody go have a, you know, some hot tea or whatever it's going to take you to keep all these physical symptoms, you know, these physical symptoms. And stay well, everybody, and have a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.